comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
So, I consider my knowledge of comic books and cartoons, and especially like a bunch of 80s stuff, like fantasy stuff, I know quite a bit of it, right?
I've seen your man cave, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we've been there. It's awesome.
I don't have that anymore, but thanks for bringing that up. I laugh about it. It's funny. I don't have that anymore.
I want to slip my wrist. Yeah,
I don't have that anymore, but thanks for bringing that up. That's awesome. Sarah, how is it? I wanted to, take the dagger out. Where the hell did Cyborg come from? Who is this? Like, when did he, like, he was never around when I was young. Like, did,
well, he was.
Tell me where he came Titans. From.
I mean,
the team.
He was the babysitter.
Okay. But no. Okay. But then let me just say this. He was part of the Teen Titans. Okay. He was part of the Teen Titans. And when did the Teen Titans come out?
They've been around for, I mean, decades.
Yeah.
Probably going back to the 70s.
Dick Grayson was the original like starter of the member.
Okay, so Cyborg was around in the 70s? Or whatever his name is?
Google.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was. Okay, you know
is
what?
Is he on Wicca?
First of all, I have to figure this out because this is going to really bother me because I never knew about him. How did I not know about him?
Well, I think because he was kind of a mediocre character to start out with, and you're like, oh, he's just a robot. That's...
Was he black? Cool. Was he originally black?
I think it may have been a racist thing, too.
No, I'm being honest. Like they were like, oh, Justice League's got way too many white people in there. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say
that.
And
the guy's like, what do you mean, white people? Cyborg, that's why we don't bring you around. You talk that way. Yeah. Like, you can't talk black, bro. Yeah. He's like, I am so sorry, Batman. I will talk like this now.
And it's funny that you mentioned that because right now they're looking at, you know, possibly Marvel specifically, but how to integrate, you know, more diversity
I think it's wonderful, yeah.
But if it's forced diversity,
yeah, I mean, if
it's not coming across organically.
Well, right. Okay, first of all, who cares, right? I don't care if they make all Fantastic Four black. It's just that
Thing already seems black to me.
Well, yeah.
And it's not just race, but
gender, orientation,
and all that good stuff.
Okay, so Cyborg, and I know somebody's going to listen to this and be like, that guy doesn't know anything. And if you're that dude, well, I'm pretty cool. I'm definitely a lot cooler than you are. So,
go
ahead and be mad at me for not knowing. You know, the fact that you know, cool, but I didn't know. 1960, guys.
Wow. Cyborg?
Cyborg, yeah. Short for cybernetic organism, is a being with both organic and mechanical parts for the... Let's see, when was this? He was Cyborg Evolution of Superman in 1965. I don't know. Maybe that's something different. The beginning of Cyborg creation.
I know there was Cyborg Superman that came out after the death of Superman.
That was 95.
Right.
Cyborg from Teen
Four
Titans. I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Okay, the wiki on Cyborg from Teen Titans. I'm probably
Victor
correct.
Stone. Yeah. Victor Stone.
Victor Stone.
The name.
Vic. Okay.
Name drop.
Vic.
Let's see. Surpassed. Sounds like a porn star.
I'm trying to think. And I remember a very special episode of Batman the Animated Series.
I love Bruce Timm. Oh my gosh, he's got those new shorts coming out.
Yes, okay. I saw the first one with Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, it was a Scarecrow episode, and it involved Gotham University or wherever that Dick Grayson was attending, and how the star quarterback, you know, had been drugged by Scarecrow, so he was, you know, instead of seeing defenders coming, he was seeing huge monsters. And I wonder, I'd have to go back and rewatch the episode, but that would have been pretty cool if they would have, you know, made that Victor Stone at the time. I mean, that would have been a little Easter egg.
You know, knowing them, they could have just thrown that in there and be like, hey, it's Vic.
Tales of the Titans, Cyborg.
1982, George Perez. Drew it. Gotta love Jorge Perez. He does. Seriously, that guy rocks. He can like fit 5,000 people onto an 11x17 sheet. I don't know how he does it.
Really small pen.
You know that DC editors are like, okay, we gotta fit like 700 of our characters on a page. You're like, call George.
He'll do it for $300.
George will do it for a Snickers. And George, like, they call George and he's like, I've already got it done.
Deadpool.
It's hanging on my wall.
Yeah, it's hanging on my wall.
Come pick it up.
Deadpool 27 set the Guinness Book of World Records record for most characters on the cover, and that was the episode where Deadpool got married. And you can see him. I don't remember.
Is that Mark Brooks?
You would ask. I don't know.
Because he's been doing Deadpool covers for a while.
It was then. And it was the wedding issue. And you see, you know, characters that you might not have seen for 30 years somewhere in the back. I mean, at one point they have, you know, I think it's on the somewhere on the inside cover, maybe back inside cover, they have them all numbered and you can see the list.
You know what I mean, though, by George Perez. Oh, yeah. Like, he used to do those DC covers where you're like, whoa. Cool.
I used to buy posters of that stuff.
I know. Just so you could be like, who's this? Who's that?
Yeah.
Before we get going any further, let's welcome everybody to Nerds United.
Hey.
We've been talking here for a good long time, and even before we had some more nuggets of fun before that as well. Greg Mahochko, of course, joined by two previous guests, and certainly not any stranger to repeat guests on the show, going back to the Stash Publishing crew for that. But you heard him back in September, Mr. Justin Holman.
Hi, everyone. Good to see you and hear you. Wait, you're hearing me.
I'm confused.
My head hurts already. And earlier this year, back in, I believe it was January, Joe Dodd.
Hi.
And the good thing about this is that when you hear... if you haven't gone back and listened to those episodes, you need to, because it's not like I said, hey, Joe, let's go to this person's that you have no idea who they are. Let's go to their house and watch Justice League War. These guys are friends. They've known each other for a number of years. They've collaborated. And again, the full stories are right there in their individual episodes. So I encourage you to go back to jitterymonkey.com/nerdsunited. Check those out. You can do it right now. Hit pause.
Can I interrupt really fast? I'm really sorry. I know you're a professional. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I don't think I ever heard your interview, bro.
No.
To be honest, bro. No. I'm not being rude by saying that. I'm obviously we're all busy, but like I think I heard Mike's. Did you do one with Mike?
Yeah.
I didn't hear Mike's.
I really feel bad, bro, and I'm going to listen to it. So. I'm really sorry.
No, don't. It's I'm not.
I'm
hurt
sorry
by
for
it.
Interrupting you too.
That's okay. Hey, I'm excited. I'm excited because what I feel we have now is an unwritten but spoken vow to listen to each other's.
Oh, I've already done it. I don't have to vow anything. All right. So
yeah, he's actually a good friend. He's a good friend. I'm a horrible person.
But you haven't listened to Mike's, right, Joe?
I have not. Yeah, so
okay, we're equally horrible.
But that's going to get my listenership up to maybe double digits. So, cha-ching.
Wow. Followers.
We are still, if you're listening, we're working slowly to get this onto iTunes. We're redoing the website, but you can still go up there right now and check out all the episodes. Like I said, jitterymonkey.com/series/nerdsunited if you want the individual listing. Anyway, we're here, as we stated, we're going to provide an audio commentary track to Justice League War. If you're not familiar with Justice League War, first of all, you need to go out and buy it. It's a fantastic, fantastic mm-hmm. animated film mm-hmm, from yes. the DC Universe. It is the beginning, the genesis, if you will, of the Justice League, and it's the first movie that they released with that new 52 canon.
Mm-hmm.
So, but before we dive into that, I gotta say thank you to Joe and Justin for. I mean, it's Saturday night. It's late.
The mood is right.
Thank you for thinking that we're cool enough to talk with you about it, because I mean, I know that I am, but the fact that you think that, the fact that we are too is really cool.
I'm just glad that I could help validate you.
Thank you for the validation. It has to be instant. It has to be instant.
So you've already heard us talking a bit about Cyborg. Cyborg plays a pretty prominent role in Justice League War. However, before we get to the movie, guys, when you think of the Justice League, Who do you think of? Obviously, you got to go with, start with the big three.
Wonder Twins.
The Wonder Twins.
That's why you're sitting over there by yourself.
Oh, I used to know a girl named Wonder Twins.
What was her actual name, Sam?
I forgot. I didn't care.
Not below the neck.
Yeah, it was Gleek. Don't know. Carmen.
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. See, are the three, wouldn't you say?
I think
Superman needs to be carried by the rest of the team because he's such a Boy Scout. However,
oh, he's so annoying. You know what I mean,
bro. I know what you mean.
Like, if I was Batman, it, like, you know, Bruce was like, oh, yeah, man, you're such a wiener. Let's just kill him already. We don't kill people.
And which is funny you bring that up.
You did in your new movie.
Spoiler
alert, sorry.
Justice League Doom, which is, kind of a bit of a throwback to the old Super Friends. I mean, somewhere you can hear Ted. Oh, what the hell is his last name?
DiBiase?
No.
Oh, that's wrestling. I'm sorry.
The guy who was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ted Knight.
Oh, Ted Knight was wonderful.
Ted Knight, he was the voiceover guy.
What an awesome dude
for those Super Friends. Mm-hmm. You've got the for lack of a better term, I'll call it the Vader helmet. You know, layer for the Legion of Doom. You had that hero versus that Legion of Doom. Side, and if you watch Justice League Doom, you see that, you know, Batman being Batman, he's got a contingency plan.
Mm-hmm.
He can always put any of his teammates down like that.
He carries them all, though. He's always got the plan. And he's the human.
But he can't do it all by himself.
No, he can't. He knows that. But he's the guy with the plan.
Right.
Let's all be honest here, and everyone out there is going to be, you know, I know everyone has their own character that they kind of... I know that Hooch loves Green Lantern, and I used to give you a lot. I used to give you a lot of crap about it, but I have a lot of respect. I've gained respect. I've gained respect for that horrible hero.
And then you watched the movie.
Well, we're not even going to.
He didn't say gained respect for Ryan Reynolds.
We're not even going to go there. We're like, National Lampoon's Lantern.
Oh.
No, but I really like that. I think that everybody has a certain amount of certain respect for Batman. Okay, oh, yeah. Batman is just awesome. You know what I mean? And a lot of it has to do with the fact that he's human and that he's pretty dark. Bro's got some huge problems going on. You know, like, hey, Bruce, you got issues. Bro.
More than a comic book.
Yeah,
job.
You talk weird when you put that costume on. Anyways, but you know what I mean? Like, I think
understand.
A lot of people really have a special connection to him.
Connection, I think, is probably the best way to put it because he's human without any. You know, superpowers.
Yeah. So the fact that he has an almost edge on all the other ones, to me, makes him probably the character.
The super friend.
The glue?
Yeah.
You know, kind of. I mean, I don't know. That's just kind of what I see.
And he's not afraid to call anybody on their problems. You know, like he'll say, you're screwing up, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know where I was going with that, but I just thought I'd throw that in there.
No, yeah. But he was talking about who do you consider, you know, the Justice League.
Oh, yeah, right.
As far as that goes.
Right.
But yeah, Batman, I would have to agree, would be the head of the team.
Right, right.
If you're making, you guys, as, you know, again, going back, people who have listened to the episodes, you guys have worked on the creative side of it, on the art. Less on the written side, but if you're putting together a Justice League story, and let's say you can start from scratch, but what's your ideal Justice League?
You mean like a lineup?
Yeah, let's.
It would definitely have to be John Jones, Batman. I do love Shazam. You know, I'm glad they put him in here because he's such a cool character.
See, I love Martian Manhunter. I think that he's special.
Yeah.
Last of his kind.
I wish they would put Blue Beetle in there.
Yeah, I agree because that's classic.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with you on that.
He's pretty powerful, you know. I mean, he's got that alien tech and he's kind of hard to beat once he's, you know.
What a cool character, you know, and not really that much, kind of under, you know, just not really given that much credit.
Yeah, he's underrated for sure.
Underrated, yeah.
Throw the Flash in? Or is it just because Flash can run fast? I mean,
he's got that potential to be pretty powerful himself, you know. I mean, this guy can travel through time if he wanted to.
For, you know, a lot of, there, I don't want to say controversy, but there were some critics of Justice League War who said, you know, Cyborg's in it, no Aquaman. And if you go back to the
don't get me started on Aquaman, dude.
And I'm not looking for an opinion on Aquaman. I think that Jeff Johns, what he's done with Aquaman in the New 52 has been pretty, you know, brought a guy that, you know, was the butt of the joke and kind of made him, at least on the surface, appear. And I say this from what I've read. I have not read any Aquaman by itself. But, you know, you look what he did in the early Justice League New 52 stuff, kind of a bit more of a garish character and a little bit more brazen, a bit more charismatic, somebody that, you know, you can't really poke the stick at anymore.
Right. Well, it's kind of a good thing he probably got his hand chopped off because it made him much cooler because he's like Captain Hook now. You know?
No, I mean, like, it was
this guy over here.
No. But you know what? Let me just say that New 52. First of all, I agree with you. They've been making it better. But they actually started rebooting him in the 98. Mm-hmm. I forget the artist that was on it, but it was a pretty good artist. And I believe, man, it was Mark Waid writing it. Okay, I started collecting it because of the artwork, and then I realized, oh wow, they're actually making him not look like a total sausage,
right?
But seriously,
it's
I mean,
a floating
like,
sausage.
He was a total chum bag before, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I started seeing all this New 52 and Jim Lee drawing him and stuff, and like, wow, okay. Dude's pretty cool, but still, let's not give it too much credit. Okay, the only way that he's rocking anything is if they bring Shark Tornado back.
Sharknado,
or Sharktopus.
Oh man,
they actually have a new movie coming out. Did you guys know
Sharknado
that?
2? Right?
No, they have a new installment that they've come up with, and I think it's something like it has a squid in it. I don't know,
Squidocaine.
Squidocaine
instead of hurricane.
Squidcane.
Squidwardocaine.
Are we ready?
Yeah, let's do this. That's not the remote. You need to get the Blu-ray remote, which is probably right there to your right.
No, I don't see it.
No? Okay. Well, no. There should be a Blu-ray remote. It's right here. I'm going to grab it.
Speaking of segues,
yeah.
Super Friends segue. Best thing in the world.
Ooh, I like that. Where the screen kind of spun, or like you had the. Oh, that's they did that on all the 80s cartoons, like with He-Man and Transformers too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And
I guess they. I don't know why they did that. Like, what was up with that?
Speaking of
Segway.
All right. We're at the menu now for Justice League
at
War.
The menu.
Before we get there, going back to Super Friends, Frank Caliendo, we all know who he is.
Caliendo.
Stand-up comedian? Does the voices?
I know who you're talking about, buddy.
All right. Anyway, he does a bit where he's talking about, you know, the Super Friends and Ted Knight and Casey Kasem, who did, you know, Robin and Shaggy and whatnot. And he brings us full circle to the Aquaman. Because he says at one point, you know, he's mimicking that Super Friends announcer, and he says, "Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice, Aquaman prepares a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because he can't do crap."
That's why he never got on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. All right, Justin, you've got the remote. We are on the menu, so
press play.
You want to? We'll do it. Everybody listening and watching, following along at home, we're hitting play in 3, 2, 1, play. Oh, never mind. This operation's currently prohibited.
Do it again.
What did you do?
You're prohibited from pressing play.
No, seriously, guys, I pressed play, but I forgot you have to press this circle. Okay, on the count of three.
Three, two, one, play. There we go. the options at the bottom have disappeared. We're at the FBI anti-piracy warning.
You just screwed up all 10 of your viewers.
They're like, we're ahead of you. What happened? And this motion picture has been rated PG-13.
I always thought that said PGB. Like a Roman B. I don't
no,
know.
Yeah, it's cool.
Definitely. And again,
I would get confused too.
We've got this with the sound off, but do we have? Can we get some caption action?
Caption? Wow, we're asking for a lot now.
do you need the sound off? Because we got headphones here. I don't think the sound.
It's more of, you know, in case the people listen to this on a
wow,
large
who
scale.
Drew all this stuff?
That would be like, Mr. Jim Lee.
Is that Jimothy Lee?
Jimothy.
Man, he's so short. He's so good though, bro.
Yeah.
I heard that he drew the like on the drum kit for what's the System of a Down band? The drummer has
the System. I'm guessing that the band is System of a Down.
Oh, look at this guy, Walter Cronkite.
Old telephone
Cronkite.
And again, this is the beginning of the story. So all we have at the beginning are just some very. I mean, nothing confirmed. You know, they think that there are heroes or vigilantes out there, but we don't really know.
All right, this guy's pretty much a jerk to his brother.
Yeah, he's like, you can't watch my iPad.
He doesn't know how to share.
Oh no!
Meanwhile,
wow, that's my shoulder.
Oh, this girl just
single
took
white female just got picked up by a gentleman in a cloak of some type.
Yeah,
and it's just another Saturday night for
here
her.
Here comes a worthless. Oh no! Is that Michael J. Fox?
Oh. This flashlight will get you.
Hi, I'm Cheddar.
Hal Jordan.
He likes to dance.
Green Lantern, with a well done dragon.
I'm so glad you told everybody it's Green Lantern.
Shut up, jerk face.
Don't move.
Oh, look at that guy. He's like, I'm Gargoyles. Fox canceled us.
I
Did you
love
say
that
Gargoyles
show so much.
Yeah. That was Disney, and it was amazing.
But okay, sorry. And it was. I didn't say it was bad. I just said they got canceled, but it didn't. That you're right. They all. I feel so
she's,
bad.
She's not very thankful.
She not. She thinks that it's hero
little...
for hire.
Yeah. That's Tara Reid.
What do you want? You want? Is this a PG-13 crowd?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a PG-13
I'm
movie.
Bite
better,
your neck.
Better be a PG-13 crowd.
Nah, foo.
Oh, that hurt. Oh.
Oh, nice costume. Wait.
Oh, wow. Are his eyes on his chin? Is this Ben
They're
10?
On his shoulders.
Ben 10?
Yeah, the artwork's
never,
like
yeah.
Ben 10.
I never watched Ben 10.
Seriously.
Don't look at me
you
like
are
that.
Missing out,
this
man.
This was
it's
written
so
by
good.
Man of Action.
I know we're completely off topic, but Young Justice is now on Netflix. If you like Young Justice during its brief run.
I do. I watched the entire thing. It's a fantastic show.
Oh, sweet, bro.
He burped.
There's Batman. He's like, burped
fire.
Somebody that can actually do something's here.
Oh, hey, really? Come on now. Be nice.
This guy, for a human, can take a punch just like Superman can. I'm surprised they don't knock his head off.
It should. And this alien creature is wearing a gold armor with the Darkseid logo. So right away we kind of get a feeling of who.
This is a parademon, or is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that a parademon? Oh wow! Look at me.
See, you can't say damn in a normal cartoon.
Oh,
but I really like what they did here in copying Justice League number 1 from the New 52 is this initial meeting between Batman and Green Lantern, and mm-hmm. Green Lantern's like, you're real? What?
Yeah. And he already knows who they are.
Yeah.
Man,
he does his homework.
Oh, wow. He's fast.
Take your glow stick and go home. That's not nice, Bats.
You know, this thing took off like 5 seconds ago, and he should already be a mile down the street.
I agree. But like, then they just showed him, and he was like, oh, I'm floating here waiting for you to grapple my foot.
Right. And now he's 10 feet away.
And let's be honest here. Like, let's be honest here. Like, physics-wise, like, what are you going to do, Batman? Like, what are you going to do? You're in the air. Like, what if he just drops you?
Right.
I mean, you'll just die.
And
but no, he's like, nope, everything's going to be fine. This is how my world works.
Because and do you think that
oh, here we go. There's a little kid. Oh crap, this is happening tonight, huh?
Another boring Saturday night. Oh wait. Oh mom.
I'm all alone.
What the hell did you just do?
Yeah, exactly. What'd you just do?
He's like, cool.
I learned from watching you.
I just got impaled by glass.
That reminds me of that scene in Ghostbusters when they're in their hallway and that maid, and she's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, dude, that's so funny. See, it reminded me of Ghost.
Patrick Swayze?
Yes, Patrick Swayze, whatever they're using the clay.
How did that remind you of Patrick Swayze and Ghost?
The guy at the end of Ghost gets killed by the shard of glass. He gets impaled by the shard of glass.
Oh.
That's why I brought it up, but that's stupid.
I would never have made that connection.
Yeah, but it did happen. I had it.
Truly, it happened.
Let's get back to this dude.
Right, sorry, we're talking about Ghost.
Meanwhile, Batman has grappled his way onto the Beast and then
But Green Lantern.
Could you rip
really
your own wings off?
A vice, dude. Ugh.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, do we just accept because he is Batman that, you know, we don't bat an eye at any of this stuff that we see him do or read him do in comics? Because it's Batman. I mean, has he not to say if he's earned the pass, but he's kind of gained so much clout that we don't question a lot of
the physics.
Oh, yeah,
you don't question bats.
No, you're right. You don't. No, you don't. He is awesome. He is amazing. It's just that, I mean, they're having a serious conversation, so I don't want to mess this up.
Yeah, Green Lantern's just asking about his powers and, you know, if you can do anything. He's like, nope.
And this is what makes him so special.
Oh, he's going to turn around. I love you.
They did. Green Lantern did swoop in awfully close there.
Yeah.
I'm a close talker. In your parents' basement. How dare you?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, crap.
This swiper and a swiping.
Oh, wow. How did he do that? Is he a magician?
He's a thief.
How did he get...
Like a thief.
I mean, he must have thin fingers.
But you think about it, now Green Lantern's in the suit, but when he was out of the suit, when he didn't have his ring, then he was just stepping in the sewer.
Yeah, he's got shit in his boots.
Boots.
That's true.
Like, it's so squishy.
Is it Leonardo? Who is it?
Right.
Michelangelo. Oh, that's so cool. I had this bomb in my chest. I'm going to put it right here.
Now it's...
It's
less of a bomb, right?
Yeah, it's actually a mother box.
Yeah, it sends the channel. It lets everybody know, hey, this is a cool place to come. There's douchebags that fight us. Bring the other parademons.
Yeah, you think the parademons, couldn't you put me somewhere nicer instead of a sewer?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Hey, yeah, bro. Put us at the Hotel W or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh.
And why did he choose a bank vault?
Why does he choose anything? He's just pathetic. You know what I mean? Like,
he's fast acting. What's going to protect him?
Your will may be great, but your imagination sucks.
See, this is why I think this is what he does that's cool. Because, I mean, like, you know how he can come up with things on his own, like his imagination. He does cool stuff like this. Like, hey, I'm just gonna imagine that there's something that gets into this and it's gonna work. You know?
Yeah.
That's the benefits of being a Green Lantern. It's why there are only 3,600 of them.
Exact number?
There are 36 space sectors, and I believe initially it was one per space sector, but then I think it expanded to two, and of course now Earth has five different Green Lanterns.
Right, because they need more Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
Why is
because
that?
Of all the planets in the known universe, Earth's probably the worst.
Okay, because they keep getting, like, screwed by everybody. Why do they all come to Earth to screw shit up, you
I don't
know?
Get it either, because this place sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I was one of those guys, I'd be like, why do people want to be here again? You know?
No.
I don't know.
And, I mean, for a space sector that, you know, includes Earth and countless other, I'm imagining, you know, Earth is the only one that, like, you never see any of the Green Lanterns be like, well, we've got problem on Jupiter.
Yeah.
It's just Earth.
Yeah. They think this is the only life-sustaining planet in our system?
Jupiter's
Their ring should know better.
It should.
So anyway.
Yeah, this isn't real, guys, just so you know. None of this is real, but yeah.
Figuratively speaking.
Hi, Dr. Stone. Hi.
You know,
next thing you know, that you're going to tell me that professional wrestling is not real, and then
no,
I'm going to have a comic part.
I totally believe in Batista. I think he's awesome.
Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you emotionally hurt by that win?
Huh?
At WrestleMania.
By which win? Undertaker loss.
Undertaker loss. Yeah.
I felt it in my core.
That guy's gonna put those things in from that bag in your core.
Right.
What are
Here's
those?
Here's a burrito.
Like burritos.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I got burritos. Oh, I like to grab them like this. No, you don't get
oh,
one.
Oh, look,
Marty.
It's Kevin Smith.
No, yeah. Oh. Kevin Smith. No, that guy's not fat enough. Oh, I hate that guy. What a loser. He can't even fit in a seat in a plane. I mean, like, I don't care who you are. Like, just stop. He's so cocky. That's why I want to make fun of him, because he's so cocky. And he eats people for a living, so.
It's like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, except he's.
I just want you guys to know, without Kevin Smith, we wouldn't be here right now.
It's true. He has a podcast.
And it was something he told me, or not me, like personally. But
oh,
he
I was
going
to say, you know him.
He's my mentor.
He's the one who gave me the. But no, in all actuality, he said, you know, nothing's better. If you want a podcast, it can be about anything. Get together with your friends. Shoot the proverbial shit, talk about, share memories, share laughs, talk about your common interests, things like that. I'm like, well, I like stuff, and I know a lot of people like the same stuff I do. So from that, it inspired me to start this show. So thank you, Kevin Smith.
I bet you feel terrible right now.
I still don't like him. I don't feel bad. I still don't like him. And I'll go ahead and I'll say it, because I know that even if I saw him in person, he couldn't beat me up because I'm big. But I would never be that rude to his
face.
And
then he'd just be like, I'm Kevin Smith. I don't give a shit what you
say.
Well,
and why would he care, I mean, like, I just find him cocky. Like that little kid.
He's only in a seat that he didn't pay for.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Fourth and four.
Hut, hut, hike.
Quarterback under center. I used to do this for a living, and then I got a real job.
Oh, yeah, this is what you do. Yeah, this is what you did.
You were a quarterback?
No, I was the radio announcer.
You were a quarterback?
Stone takes the snap.
Oh, here we go.
Fades back under pressure. Rolls out of the pocket. Makes the defenders miss because they're horrible tacklers, apparently. Launches the ball deep downfield. It's still in midair. It should have come down by now. It's still in the air, really.
That thing has some serious hang time.
Oh, wow.
And
wow, gravity must...
caught. Apparently.
Something's wrong. With
looked like it was out of the end zone. We've been really disappointed.
It's laser ball.
Look up in the sky. What
was that?
That's not my dad.
That little white boy. What's he doing?
What was that? Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
That kind of football that they were playing.
It was laser ball.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
that's what I got.
I don't know why, but that's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Starship Troopers?
Yeah.
I agree.
I think a lot of it has to do with Denise Richards' breasts, but...
How come one looks strange and the other one doesn't?
Are we still talking about her breasts?
Yes.
Oh, I'm okay with both of them.
just cover one eye.
Yeah. Oh, she's hot. I mean, for a cartoon, wow. That's like looking at Tinkerbell on Disney. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Look at her. I mean, like, seriously.
I would get a different feeling from Tinkerbell as I would Wonder Woman. Well, honestly,
I'm just saying. Look at this guy. Ooh, you don't look like my doll.
That's his.
I bet you're different. Yeah, exactly. She's like,
he's
I
choking
don't look
her.
Like that.
I don't know. For me, if I had to pick one from the Disney realm, it would have been Jasmine, Princess Jasmine.
Oh yeah, you got a thing for exotic women.
I don't know. I just thought. I think she was showing the most skin, so.
Oh, you
she
got
the
like
bare
belly shirt.
Yeah, but she's Middle Eastern. She's hairy.
Yeah, but shouldn't the Middle Eastern woman be covered all in black?
You would think.
Yeah. What
Sherpa?
That's not.
No, that's not what it's called.
Tell me the truth.
Did you call it a Sherpa? Isn't a Sherpa like a guy that drives a camel?
I am.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the rope makes you tell the truth.
You didn't know that?
No, I knew that. I'm trying to talk about the movie and not about Sherpas. I'm going to put this. So she can't lie if it's on her then. She's never.
I also.
Oh, she always tells the truth?
Yeah, I guess so, because okay. The rope's by her.
Wasn't part of her, at least early, fictional biography that if her hands were binded or bound, whatever. Anyway, she had to be completely submissive.
I like that.
I mean, I'm serious.
I like that rule, especially if she's drawn like that.
Yeah.
I don't think she was drawn like that in the 50s.
No, she wasn't.
Vic Stone, disappointed quarterback champion. Dad wasn't there. Dad never had time for me.
Now, Dad is the scientist, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he gets... I don't want to ruin it for everybody, so just keep watching. Hey, have you seen a little white kid with, like, a hoodie?
No. So who do you think this fella is?
Shh, don't Riker. Tell him I'm white.
What?
Riker.
I don't know.
Riker's Island's the only thing I can think of.
Well, I mean, he's got a porn stash. You think this is his side job?
The security. The security at the stadium? It's possible.
Is this your underwear?
I'm never going to wash this jersey.
I don't wear underwear, kid. Okay, cool.
I see this conversation reminds me of that 1970s Coca-Cola commercial with Mean Joe Green.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mean Joe. You want my Coke or you want drinking my Coke or whatever? And then he downs the whole thing and the kid walks away all sullen. He's like, hey, kid, here's my sweaty old jersey.
Oh, thanks for the sweat.
The kid just like gets knocked down because it's so heavy with sweat.
He peels it off and is like,
gross. Now, answer me this. Is he in high school?
College.
This is college. Okay, college that's ball. Why he actually matters. Okay.
Right. No, the NFL. Sure. Who cares about the NFL? Right.
See, now that's helpful.
I like how he dismounted the plane.
I did too. I mean, but that was the artist, not Green Lantern. Right. You know. So
oh, really?
Like, ninja roll out of here.
I have to give credit to the animator and not to the retarded superhero.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm just kidding. Oh, what's that? Oh,
that's Supes. Okay, here we go.
So what's happening here? Who's this guy?
It's a boy scout.
He's already gone.
He's like, hey, dude, could you just tell me you were leaving? Not be a butthole?
Now, I do like how they portray... MO. I do like how they portray Superman in this new 52. Because he's much more of a badass, and he's not as much as a boy scout.
He's not a limp wrist.
Right.
No, I mean, seriously, he's... Oh, man. Yeah, that's a green box. I came up with that on my own.
It's got a hole in the top. How do you think he's not going to get out?
Yeah. Well, bats can't climb. It's a well-known fact that they can't climb. They have to fly.
The glass cage.
A laser show. Cool. Pink Floyd.
Ooh, there's a rave going on inside.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you broke my box.
Broke your own box.
There just happened to be a gasoline truck that was full sitting outside.
Just randomly placed there to blow up. Oh, hi, I'm Superman. How are you? Almost looks like a Joe Mad face.
Yeah.
I love Joe Mad.
Right.
What do you think? I mean, this is...
Yeah, thanks for... nice purple smoke bombs, homo. Oh, man, this purple smoke. Hey, yeah, I see you right there, loser.
You broke my batarang.
Now, the art on the new 52 Superman... doesn't have that Superman curl. Is that disappointing to anybody?
I don't care how he does his hair.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I think the curl is kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Was it not iconic, though, for being around for 70 years or close to it?
Still iconic, maybe, but stupid, yes.
All right. Well, I'm not.
Well, no. I mean, like, let's just put it out there. Let's all be honest. Okay,
well.
Who cares, really? It's hair.
Yeah. And does he think that's going to make anybody think it's not Clark Kent? The way he styles his hair.
That's true.
It worked for a long time.
There's some stupid folks in the DCU.
I like the design of his costume in this
one. I do too. It's much cooler.
Yeah, much cooler. A lot more blue than red, you know, and darker blue. And I don't think he has underwear in this one, does he?
Are you talking about... No, he doesn't.
Yeah, and I like that. I mean, like, gotta get rid of the underwear.
Everyone really used to wear their briefs on the outside.
Really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know it was just because some artist came up with it a long time ago, and they're like, well, we're just going to keep it that
way. Well, I think it's because they took it from the He-Man, you know? Like, yeah, that was...
No, because he always had the red trunks.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, so I mean, that would have been Kane.
That's Siegel and Schuster.
Yeah, you're right. Bob Kane's Batman, sorry. Siegel and Schuster.
And do you guys, I mean, while you're talking about, you know, credit where credit's due, you guys know anything about Bill Finger?
Oh, heck.
Who's Bill Finger?
Creator of the hand? I don't know.
He deserves much more credit for developing Batman as he is than what Bob Kane, you know, than all the credit that, you know, everything that comes out Batman created by Bob Kane. But a lot of it, including, I mean, just simple character designs as well as, you know, like the Joker, all that other stuff was Bill Finger.
Yeah, I think the Joker is probably one of the most genius villains in.
okay, but let's also think of it this way though. You guys are giving your opinion on the Joker based upon what hundreds of artists have developed over the years, not over what this guy originally created him as.
Now, I'm not talking about the clown. I'm talking about the psychotic.
No, I know. Okay, so you're talking about the original.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Because I was going to say, if you're talking about, you know, what we know of him as today, well, that's not even a true basis of, you know.
Right.
But yes, I agree. Oh, hey.
Now, the newest one where his face is missing, that's...
And then he cut it off to get out of the prison or whatever, and then had it strapped on with the, you know, like leather from a belt.
Yeah.
What we just saw was that Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman, of course, knows Superman's identity, and Superman, using his X-ray vision, learned right away who Batman was. So then they jumped down in the sewers, and here we are now on Apocalypse.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Cybertron. My fault.
You got Transformers on the brain, bud.
Well, it looked like Cybertron.
I didn't see any Transformers.
Oh, is it Toad? Is that...
That's Marvel. Speaking of, Age of Extinction, as a Transformers purist, are you kind of pumped for that? Or?
Of course I am.
All right, just making sure.
I mean, it's, yeah, of course. It looks good. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
Dino I just hope Shia LaBeouf isn't in it.
He's not.
It's Mark Wahlberg.
Lord.
It's an all-due cast, so basically kind of a reboot.
Except for the classics. Obviously, Transformers are still there. But as far as the humans, it's redone.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I meant cast as in the human cast.
This guy is such a jerk to his son, man.
Hey, Dad, I am not
going
to
make... Just because you don't like science.
Oh, I guess that was high school stuff.
Hey,
I mean,
Dad, I'm really big. I did steroids all the time. And why? You're a scientist, but you're so strong. I am strong because I was a professional wrestler. Seriously, look how buff everybody is.
Yeah, they have no neck.
This is a circle I built. It has lights in it. And it's because of you I had to put lights on it.
He's basically calling that because there's superhumans out there, that throwing a football means nothing.
He thinks his son is mediocre, and he wants his...
No. Dr. Stone, there's something happening.
We'll finish this later.
Oh, I feel so bad.
I feel bad for the guy.
Being in high school sucks.
Just think of all the angst he has.
Oh, teenage angst.
I'm surprised he's not emo and like sitting in a corner of a room, you know, just cutting himself.
No time for that when you're the star football player.
True.
So he's looking for that scholarship, you know.
Yeah, he's probably got a coke problem.
That's true.
That's probably what it is.
Now, did you say? I might have misunderstood you. You said coat problem, right?
Like, yeah. No, he has a collection of coats.
Yeah, Burlington cocaine problem.
I have a coat problem.
I have a coat problem, man.
I like the coat problem. Like getting down in some down.
Box buzzing.
Oh God, it's gonna blow.
Hey, what's going on here? Hey,
did you do that?
Glowing circle's glowing.
And you know, it's pretty stupid of him to grab this thing when it's about to go off. I don't care, Dad. I'm so pissed at you. I'm not even going to think about it. Right, oh, wow.
There it is. This thing is more important to you than I am. And now it's going to blow up in my face. And
oh, no. Oh, shouldn't have done that.
That can't be good.
Dude, I really love how they did Cyborg in this, though. He is so much cooler than in the previous.
Yeah.
Because obviously the cyborg part is mechanical and human, but there's also a bit of an alien element to it as well.
Well, I just like how he can assimilate technology.
Yes.
So neat. He's like the Borg.
No.
But black.
Yeah, the Borg wouldn't take any black.
See, that's bad. That Superman looking like that, like actually, I mean, like they did, they made him look really cool.
How come he didn't cut Batman in half when he was in the center of those guys?
Batman was ducking down.
Yeah. Anybody that's seen Resident Evil knows that it goes all the way through. Yeah. Oh, that's what happens. Oh, let me help you. Yeah, guys, hold hands.
That should not happen.
This mech is badass.
Yeah, now see, this is when he starts imagining cool.
You didn't like the boxing gloves you just saw a few seconds ago?
Hey, no, that's kind of lame.
Cool machine, bro. What's going on? Oh, nothing.
Oh, cool stupid. Machine, bro.
I like how everybody underestimates Batman.
And yet Batman has already identified...
Joe, was that you in a lab coat, bro?
I think so. Was he bald?
Yeah, that's the only reason I said it. No, I'm not making fun of you. It just looked like you. Yeah. Because it, you know, it's like black people, you know? Like
right, bald, we all look the same.
Bald guys just look the same.
Oh, he looks wow, mega like a piece of hamburger.
Bro. That's disgusting, bro. Oh.
We need to get him into the medical facility, the infirmary stat.
Yeah. Oh, man, I should have been nice to this guy.
He's had
son.
Better days.
He's only my son.
He's only my son. Oh, he's missing a hand. That's gross. Oh, that's so gross. Yeah, hey, we're going to
I
do
wonder if those,
in here.
The, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, like,
they
that's going to help.
I like how they have rooms just like built one after the other.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, keep shutting the door. Yeah. Oh, get to the door that's really thick. Yeah.
No. Indiana Jones.
Oh, you're going to... Oh, man. Oh, see, that's when they should have done the cut in half.
Right.
Make her a cyborg too, yeah. Except on the bottom, so that he had a playmate.
Look at this. Now, most of the movie, at least to me, appears to be in the old school animation style. Less digital, but... This machine that they just brought out for Cyborg.
Nah, CG touch.
Definitely. Now, how is it that this particular steel barrier is so much more powerful
right.
than the rest of
this
them?
This one's made of adamantium.
Oh, he's missing his right leg. Oh, that's gross. Now, wait, that's his left hand.
Yeah.
And they just showed his right arm was...
You're correct, sir.
Am I right? Yeah.
But you got
to... No, you're right.
Look.
Oh, that, yeah. See, yeah. That's... Yeah, that's totally... Oh, come on, artists. Come yeah. on.
No, I think... correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they were showing you, like you were seeing the backside of the screen.
No, look at it.
Yeah, you're right.
Like oh.
You're right.
Am I?
You're right. Way to go.
52. No.
So...
Yeah, okay. You're
so
right.
Let's see the other leg, though. Let's make sure the other leg... Oh, he's got needles. This might work. Let's just put this in there. Oh.
I'm going to give my son a heroin problem.
Sir, why are you putting... That's icing for the bagel. Oh, no. That's I'm putting this in here. And I don't care what you say. Are you... You look like Doctor Strange. Are you Doctor Strange?
I don't think so.
Wrong universe.
Not really. Hugo Strange?
Hugo?
DC?
What? Hugo?
Whiskey?
Whiskey!
Oh, these little robot arms feel so good.
This reminds me of The Fifth Element. When they build her.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What a great movie.
That is.
Oh, that feels so good.
He looks like he's in ecstasy.
I know. She's like, can I go in there with him?
You can obviously tell the doctors are saying he's in pain.
Promethean skin grafts. Yeah, I won't lie.
Nanites? Nanites.
I just...
This is the 21st century. He uses nanites.
Is that not the current way to go?
I don't know. No,
watch.
I'm not a scientist. Oh my
oh,
god!
No. I mean, like
that plunged quite a way.
Right.
It.
Put it in gently. Oh my gosh.
Oh
there's
yeah.
There's bone there. There's bone there, bro. Oh, thanks for the oxygen. Mm. Oh, put me to sleep.
Oh, he's dead.
And that's not good.
Oh, it just immediately went to zero. Like.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C.
Oh, love this. Love this outfit. Love this outfit.
Maybe the way she's walking. That's
yeah,
not
she's
bad.
So full of confidence.
Her SI joints messed up or something. I don't know. Yeah, you want this ice cream? You know what that's made out of?
Cow milk.
Oh, I let you did it right there. The artist from the hit Nickelodeon show Avatar drew me. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm Aang's sister. I'm really hot.
It's Kara. Kara, wait, how do you say it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, hi. I like ice cream. See that?
Oh,
fat kid dolphin.
Give her the ice cream. Give it to her. Give her the ice cream.
Well, he's like, why did you need the sword?
This right here is going to scar this girl for life and make her think she can get anything by sword point.
I agree. And like, oh, don't do it. It'll go straight to your hips.
It's the best thing in the world.
Ice cream is wonderful.
I have the power.
See, right there, she should have cut his head off like, accidentally.
Oops.
Or at least taken part of his umbrella.
Just take all the rest of his stuff.
Oh, man.
What's up with all the mustaches in this movie?
There are a lot of mustaches.
Facial hair.
And none of them are done particularly well.
I agree. Like the guy I was calling Dr. Strange.
Yeah.
It was a little weird. Almost like a little Adolf Hitler-ish.
Oh, and Riker with the pointstache.
Oh, no. What's happening here? What's happening?
What's this?
It's being overrun by alien technology.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
This whole thing's morphing into my body.
EKG is the beeping.
That's He's alive!
Pretty rapid heartbeat, too.
I'm not a doctor, but that doesn't look normal.
Have you had this ice cream? It's really good.
He's like, no, I've never had ice cream. Shut up, woman.
I didn't know Justin Bieber was in the U.S. Air Force.
No, no, let's not do that to Colonel Steve Trevor.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Look, mister, I can't. Why is this girl still in the story, though?
Yeah, she should be dead by now.
I don't know about dead, but... but
find a way to kill her off.
You know, introduce Wonder Woman
to ice
cream.
Make the story awesome, kill her.
Introduce Wonder Woman to ice cream and then go about your merry way. Besides, why is she out alone at night in the city?
In D.C., of all places. Yeah, that's a dangerous city.
I mean, I don't care. You don't. People that were just rioting against Wonder Woman, and you're like, oh, hi, Wonder Woman. We must be friends now. That's not how it works, little girl. Go home. You're breaking curfew.
You don't see her mom anywhere.
No. She goes. She doesn't even look for her parents. She's like, Wonder Woman, protect me.
She's an alien.
The girl must be. Why else would she be out alone?
Dude, I tell you what, though. These battle scenes with her kick ass.
They're quite stellar. She's fearless.
Oh, yeah. She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And how?
I mean, like, am I the only one seeing this? I guess I'm the only one. I'm the only one. Whatever.
I didn't say
You're
anything.
Not.
Hey. Hey, are you? Hey, guy, are you in there still?
Oh, wow.
I'm waiting for... at what point does his normal human eye become all red?
He's wearing Google Glass.
Hey, I know you look like Ben 10. Why is my phone ringing right now? Oh, crap, they got through.
Flash always contacts me at the most inopportune times.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, here they are.
I like how he beats one of these things with a fire hydrant.
Eat it.
Mm. Did
oh,
it work?
Like
nope.
Jaws. Oh, wow. Oh, I thought he was going to get a shotgun and shoot it.
Oh, we're going to have it right here.
And all of a sudden,
well,
hold on a
did
second.
Did you just notice how the woman protected the man?
Yeah,
and
I did.
His
oh, this is so
wussy
cool,
butt.
Bro.
Let
wow.
It
this is so cool, bro. Here he comes. Okay, I'm going to just...
And he's like... huge, massive. He's like, it's like he's wearing a cyborg exoskeleton.
He's a golem.
Oh, good pull.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Oh, I like how that went
to his
eyeball.
See, that was a little anime artist
right
there, right? You got it a little bit. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, good direction.
Oh, man, here we go.
He punched that dude so far down his throat that his hand is still stuck in there.
Oh, wow.
This is so anime. Look at that.
And I love the fact that it's coming right in. Oh, man, this is really good animation.
See, I've never been an anime guy.
Enthusiast?
Enthusiast is a good word. It's just not ever really been a
well,
style.
Can I be honest with you? I'd say, and Joe might agree with me, but anime, I mean, even though there are some very good storylines, it is heavily artistically driven visually.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's one of the main reasons why people like Joe and I, who are artists, I mean, Joe being the professional artist, We love anime because originally, you know, when we were younger growing up, it's like it was supreme. It was superior compared to some of the stuff we got around here, you know.
Oh yeah, coming from American artists,
yeah,
it's so much better.
Amazing. And the like the direction and the viewpoints, you know.
All the camera angles that they choose, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it blows your mind.
Oh, where'd this come from? His sonic cannon.
That was sick.
I'm just gonna demolecularize this
guy.
That
was sick, bro.
Are you saying that the animation in He-Man was subpar?
Heck yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'm saying it was horrible.
Well, it's been a fun show, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Now you gotta understand though something, Hooch, and that is this. I'm not saying I don't like He-Man. I love He-Man. I grew up on He-Man. But the animation was really bad.
If you want to put that up against Robotech, and it came out during the same time period.
It was really bad, bro.
You want to talk about good animation compared to bad animation.
Now,
there you go.
The newer animation for the newer He-Man that came out like 2 years ago, amazing, because it was done by the same team that does Avatar, Nickelodeon's Avatar.
Oh, okay.
And
wait, they just had a new series just a couple years ago?
Yeah,
I know
like
there was one
four,
around like
2010.
What was that? Okay.
2010.
All right, I thought it was older than that, but
It may be, but I'm just talking about the newer stuff. It may be older than that, but it was really good.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go back to this movie. Hey, I'm Green Lantern.
He's always getting his ass kicked.
Oh, I'm so strong. I'm Superman. I'm so
See,
close.
That's what makes him cool.
Yeah.
Do you really think that he... I mean, it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of proper physics involved in that. He didn't do a whole lot to get that entire horde of aliens off.
Yeah, he shot upwards and not, like...
Around.
Maybe it was like Wreck-It Ralph, though. They all followed it up into the air, and
right.
They're coming back down now.
Wreck-It Ralph's a fun movie.
That's a beautiful movie. John C. Reilly, he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, last night bought The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug.
Haven't seen it. Haven't seen the first one. I wish I have, but I haven't seen it.
Where have you been, young man?
Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're crippled. Yeah. Come over here.
I think his name's Freddy.
Yeah. What are you going to do, Freddy? Beat me up with your crippled sticks?
Hey, it's like he pushes him down and takes him from him.
Yeah, exactly. And just starts beating him with him. That's so funny, dude. That's so funny. I don't know. I'm just kind of glad you're here.
Come on now. They were all orphans who were adopted by this nice...
Stop being such a wiener. I mean, look at him. This is a foster family. I'm the crippled one. Well, I'm going to drink this milk. That's my milk, and you know it.
If they're foster, how come he looks exactly like...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. this is
it's
so
my twin brother.
I did not put that together.
This milk is so good.
I never realized that.
Yeah.
Like when I watched it before. They do look oddly familiar. In the books... Like in Justice League at the beginning of New 52, they always had a little bit of a Shazam story, you know, at the end, a couple pages. And Freddy was, you know, still crippled. I mean, it's part
this
of his
This is my
character.
Favorite part. Boom! And blacks out the city.
Little electromagnetic pulse.
Yeah.
But he was definitely blonde and...
Ah! Come to the land of the ice and snow.
Hammer of the
I
gods.
Mean, like, seriously, if they played music like that, that would be so
they just
sick,
need some
bro.
Ronnie James Dio yeah. going off.
Oh, man, that's awesome. President Obama?
Oh, no.
President white guy.
Thank God movie. It's not Obama. I'd shut the movie off.
Oh, man. Oh. That's so awesome.
We usually tend to stay away from certain topics on Nerds United, but nothing is withheld tonight, apparently.
Oh, what else has been said that's mean?
No, I didn't mean that.
I mean, like, making fun of a crippled boy is okay, right? I mean, that's okay.
Wow.
Billy from 4C. From Dumb and Dumber, Billy from 4C. He's like,
oh,
Harry,
yeah.
I took care of it. Pretty bird.
Sold him a pet parakeet.
Yeah. You sold it, my dead parakeet? He didn't even have a head. I took care of it.
Now, was that blood or oil that she just
yeah,
wiped off?
It could have been like... Is it like a biomechanical
I would
thing?
Think so.
Yeah.
So it's probably Bloil.
Bloil.
Here's my whip. Oh, yeah.
Whip a good.
I like how they have that.
Oh, man.
See, there's definitely that organic element to them after you see the decapitation.
Well, okay, how come they're not getting sucked out of the plane because they're coming through the hole?
It happened before. I don't know.
Well, hang on.
Man, she's just destroying me.
She is so hot.
Ripped that dude
Now, there he goes. Finally, he gets sucked out of the plane.
It is Air Force One, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's number one.
Harrison Ford had a plan.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, there he goes.
And apparently the white... You know what, though? Maybe they weren't up high enough to a point. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Probably descended to around 10,000 feet.
Because the first lady didn't have any problem.
Wait. Can she fly?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. She can fly? Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're like, this doesn't make any sense
at all. Well, that made no sense to me. I didn't know that she could fly. Oh,
she floats gracefully. Is that the Skyward Sword she has?
Did you just save us? Because you're hot.
By the god. She's like, he makes me a little tingly downstairs.
Yeah. Ooh, you're strong.
Well, let me cut this guy off. Hey, how are
you? Hey, look, I'm upside down.
Hi.
I know.
My eyes are really
small. He likes that manly quality, I suppose.
Now, I gotta admit, though, this is really cool. This is pretty sweet.
Father and son, bonded by science.
Hang on, let me take a selfie picture of you.
Yeah, you look really good.
It's going on my Instagram. See, he said it twice. He said, there's buzzing in my ears, make it stop. There's buzzing in my ears, make it stop, please. And that's when his father responded. He's teaching him manners.
This is what it took for you to finally care about me. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Don't you hear the buzzing?
And like Flash is just there kind of just hanging out. You know, he's like, oh man, this is awkward. See ya.
He's like, yeah, I could probably go help save the world. I don't need to be here.
Let me get out of here really fast.
Speaking of speed, did you guys happen to see the Hardee's commercial featuring Quicksilver from X-Men Days of Future Past?
No, I did not see that. Somebody was telling me about it.
It's essentially he's eating his breakfast sandwich, and like, you know, it's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit or whatever, and a piece of the bacon falls off.
Does he get dysentery?
No.
Okay.
But he eats the entire thing, you know, and drinks down some OJ before the bacon hits the ground. He stops it like right here.
Oh, I like that.
I would have heartburn from eating that fast.
But he has such a high metabolism, probably doesn't affect him.
I have a high metabolism.
Yeah, but probably not Quicksilver high.
Probably not. Was that a goat?
I thought it was more wolf-ish.
Oh.
And, wow.
Oh, wow.
I forgot that they kind of create these monsters. I forgot about that.
Look at Darkseid.
He's such a badass.
Oh,
man.
I know. What I mean, he's such an awesome dude. Oh, he's opening up his eyes. Look at him. Man, so much pollution on that planet.
There, that's one hell of a carbon footprint.
I wonder if they have any activists on this planet.
Guessing not. I don't think that's one of the it's probably a population society that is quite totalitarian, and what Darkseid wants, Darkseid gets, and don't oppose Darkseid, otherwise you die.
Right, right. Now, do you think he gets bored because you know he has no intelligent conversation with any of his parademons?
Like, yeah, why do you think he's, you know, going out and attacking Earth and
he just needs friends? Is that why he's doing it?
I just think he's bored. You know, I think he hit it on the head. I think he's just bored. He's like, yeah, well,
I got nothing else to do. I'm going to go pick on these
guys. I wonder what his childhood was like for him to be this much of a dick.
I think he is not nice. I think he was born that way, though. You know, I think he was like his poor mom, you know, right?
Yeah.
Had to be a C-section.
Wait, wasn't that the...
Seriously, I mean, like, it had to be a C-section. He's got a huge head. Oh, here they come.
Didn't his mother train Big Barda?
Oh, hi, I'm Barry. Nice to meet you. Oh, I'm a gay character, too.
Oh.
Hey, come on now.
We can be an ambiguously gay duo.
No.
The ambiguously gay duo.
Let's go. You know, seriously, come jump in my penis car.
Killing me.
Oh, come on.
You're killing me, Smalls.
You know what? I will say this. That one animation, that one Green Lantern animation that they did, I think you and I talked about it the last time we were together. It was amazing. I mean, it really Sinestro was awesome in it. Like, they really, like, went into every character, and they did such a good job at making them all kind of, like,
yeah.
I don't know, making it a really cool universe.
The thing about the Green Lantern character or the Green Lantern core is that it has great potential when it's done
Right.
Right.
I know.
And Geoff Johns did it right.
Yeah, for
a good long time.
Well, and you could tell he actually loved.
He is a fan of the Green Lantern.
He's a huge fan. And that's what it needs to be done. It needs to be written by a true fan.
Yeah.
She's awful happy to be killing things.
I know. She's like, she's all stab happy.
She's triggered, yeah.
Yeah, she's all stab happy. And they're like, well, and Superman's like, I am too.
Stay away from my woman. He's already laid claim to her.
I'm stab happy. Can we go back up into that airplane? I saw a round bed. And it moves.
It rotates.
It rotates. I don't know why he's talking like that... Beavis now, but.
Then you got Cyborg coming in all clumsy.
I'm still learning how to fly this thing.
Still, it's been a while since I saw the movie. I did not get the.
How come she doesn't disintegrate when he shoots her?
Oh,
nah,
man.
Because she's.
That was a back the.
I don't know.
Back off, laser beam. I guess
that was only defensive.
I mean, would you kill her?
Phaser was
I'd want her alive too.
The You're phaser was to set to stun.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
and this badass here.
Oh, I know, right? Jeez. Oh, the cloak makes him look so awesome.
Yeah,
I can't believe that there was ever a Shazam live action TV show years ago.
There was.
I didn't know about it.
I didn't either.
Like around after Wonder Woman, you know, like the Linda Carter Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
and I believe it was. Before the Lou Ferrigno Hulk, there was a Shazam, and then there was a female version with like an Egyptian twist. I think it was called Isis or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, there was a live action.
That's cool. I'm gonna have to look that up.
See, I don't think they had the technology back then to do a good superhero movie, right? You know,
they.
Oh, what about those horrible attempts that they did with Fantastic Four? What, like 5 years ago, was it?
Yeah. I'm sad.
That was good.
They're revamping them, though. They got a new cast.
No, I know.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible.
It's going to be like a teen movie, I think.
No, you know what I mean, though. Those really cheesy Fantastic Fours that they were doing like in 1989 or 90. Or
yeah, man.
Just horrible.
Yeah.
Like the Dolph Lundgren Punisher.
Yeah. Oh. Dolph Lundgren. Dude, Dolph Lundgren. That's how he says his name. Dolph Lundgren. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Oh, a penis came out of the ground.
Oh, wow, it's got a light. Might want to get that checked.
He rises out of the tip.
Oh, man, I love how he floats. Like, he doesn't even move his legs.
No, he doesn't need to. He's just a badass.
I think that's a bad guy. I love it.
And then Superman's like, doesn't look that tough.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then you get closer and you're like, oh, he's massive.
Yeah, he's massive. I love it.
Missiles?
Oh,
nothing.
Missiles, yeah. Those itch.
Like, they didn't even leave, like, dust or anything.
Oh,
like
that's
He doesn't even look at them. He's just like...
He's not even looking at them. Oh, man.
Those are mega beams of the shit.
That's sick,
I am
bro.
Entropy.
That's sick.
I am death.
Wonder what his face is
I would run the other direction.
But you're a hero. You can't.
I'm a hero. I can't.
I mean, yeah. If you're one of them,
I still
are you okay? Are you one of the newly formed League of Justinians, Justice League members?
I think they're too dumb to know what to do. So.
I mean, I'm with you though. If I'm random citizen, I'm running the other way.
Well, that's true. I'd be like, I'm gonna let these guys take care
of it. Oh, Honda Punch.
I'm going to let you guys take care of it. I'm going to go get a bean burrito.
Oh,
resorting back to the train again. Ugh.
Show some originality.
You already used it. At least used a bullet train and not like
there
an
you
old
go.
One.
Hey, the locomotives, man. They're class.
Superman can make
they never go
move.
Out of style.
He uses a Greyhound. Or like a
Oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why you got to be like that, yo?
Look at those gluteus.
Your Maximus is gluteus.
Oh, gotcha.
He caught her so carefully.
Shazam's like, what are you doing? I wanted to catch her.
What's up, hotness?
How you doing?
Hey, in the other universe, I'm
old enough to be your mother.
I have ancient mythology ties, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I am Shazam.
When I'm in the Marvel Universe, I play Venom.
Hadouken. I like your beam.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
That poor 8-year-old kid.
Yeah, right.
My arms glow red. I've got a cannon on my arm.
Oh, that's so funny.
Now the White House.
Dude, look at this, bro. Oh.
Is that a mini atomic explosion he sets off downtown?
Exactly. It looks beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Flash is like,
he's like, shit, he's hiding behind it. Dude, that's awesome. Wow.
This part's awesome. This is the thing. I never understood how the Omega Beam works, but it's insane. It might be one of the most powerful weapons in all of comic books.
Yeah.
Or powers, I guess, probably be. Quick thinking from the Flash, though.
It's Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, man, you can't be tired yet.
He didn't run that fast.
Yeah, and how is Superman... I don't know.
It catches up with him. Wow, X-ray.
Oh, wow, see... Oh, but a Parademon even saved him.
We're taking him back.
To Penis Island.
Now, wasn't it the Omega Beam from Darkseid that sent one Bruce Wayne Batman back in time?
I don't know.
Thought it was a Grant Morrison.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Hey, look at me.
I think you're right, actually.
I think it was Grant Morrison.
Ooh, Batman. He needed a jetpack to stop.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
What's up with that, bro?
I don't know.
I thought he could just fly anyways.
Oh, nice cast.
Oh, it's because his arm's broken. Hey, can you imagine that cast to be a little less big?
It looks like a pipe.
Yeah, it looks like a sewer pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, because you're in charge of this, imagining this. Can you imagine that this is just all over? I could, but I'm not going to. That's cool. Oh, this is... What's he talking to him about?
You and I were exactly alike.
Yeah, your cast looks like a sewer pipe, bro.
It does. He must have called the boys from the local 626.
See, now Bruce... Or Batman would never do this.
He wouldn't. He would never reveal himself.
He would never... He actually, you know what he would do? He would murder him.
Like,
he would murder his face.
I would
face.
Tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, put me in a wiener.
He would take a soldering iron and stab it through his pupil.
Your tone is all wrong.
Your tone's all wrong. Your tone. I'll stab you in the face. Bam. Have a sew that.
Sew that.
Oh, put your mask back on. It's
hideous. Oh, that's how they tie their shirts around their waists.
Not exactly sure that's... I see. Now Batman is abandoning the fight.
Well,
I like how he just comes up with an outfit out of nowhere.
And
dude, the wreckage.
That is cool in the background.
Oh, there's clothes everywhere. That makes sense.
Oh, I'm gonna just grab this human.
Do you really think that the Parademon though would just be so gentle, like he's picking up a baby? Come here, little one.
It's the stork.
It's the stork.
That's what an angry ass stork.
Weird looking too.
Yeah, not the kind of stork I'd want stopping by my house.
So they're taking them to the dimension. They go through the dimensional portal, and now they're on
Boom Tube.
The Boom Tube, and now they're in Cybertron.
The Boob Tube.
What is this? What's this place called?
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse. Apocalypse. Hey.
Which is funny because in the Marvel...
That's what's confusing.
Yeah. Apocalypse is quite...
Egyptian.
I like that.
That's the thing, too, is that the next movie after Days of Future Past is X-Men Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's already been announced.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
I'm curious about that because that's one that I... You know, when I first heard that they could do... An X-Men movie. When I heard this when I was 12. So 1994. Graphics are coming along where you could see Cyclops, optic beam and Wolverine's claws and everything. And of course, we didn't get that for another, 6-7 years?
True.
But I always thought, how would they handle Apocalypse? Now, obviously, with the technology that's there now, it's not anything that couldn't be done.
Yeah, I mean, but they're gonna do with Thanos and the Avengers, you know.
True.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. You know what? I agree with you. And you know what else I wish that we could see? Can we freaking see Mr. Sinister or Strife?
Right.
Yes. Like,
can we get some cool characters? No. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Can we see Sinister?
Someone who's because, actually frightening.
Seriously, because Sinister's sick, bro.
Yeah.
And if they're bringing Cable and they're bringing Bishop in,
they do need Sinister
in.
Yeah.
And do Gambit right for once. What's going on?
I don't think he's been...
guys on the internet can do Gambit and make him look cool.
Yeah.
Like, what's going Cosplayers on, losers? Are much... See, you know what I mean, bro. He's a cool character. If two dudes that are like smoking pot and making these their own home movies can make him cool, on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you guys do it with your professional studio? Seriously.
I know.
Because they had the guy that looked like he was from Seventh Heaven play him. And it's like, what's going on here in that Wolverine movie or whatever? Mm-hmm. Give me a break. Oh, and no more Halle Berry. Ugh, gross.
Dude, she was the worst Catwoman ever.
Dude, I am so done. Yeah. I would rather her be in the Catwoman outfit acting as Storm than be in it at all.
You know who needs to be Storm is that girl from 12 Years a Slave.
I think Olivia from Scandal needs to be Storm. That's what I think.
Kerry Washington?
She's hot.
I think that's her name, Kerry Washington.
I don't know. She's beautiful. She's
my wife watches Scandal. I try to avoid it.
Whatever.
I do, jerk. What do you know?
No, I mean, like, it's an amazing... Well, you don't know my life. I do.
It's actually a pretty large point of contention in my house.
What? She watches it and you don't?
Yeah.
Dude, it's a really good show, bro.
No, it's really not.
I've never seen it, so.
Okay, first of all, have you ever seen more than two episodes?
Yes, because I've had to sit through them.
He's lying. You don't like it?
I really don't.
Oh, okay.
Like, I sit there and be like, can we watch anything, almost anything else?
Well, okay, I'm going to be nice, because I really could destroy you right now, but I'm not going to be. But at least you stopped watching Glee.
I never watched Glee.
Hey, wait, that's me again. I don't watch it. No, I don't watch it anymore.
Man, Superman's getting taken over by something here.
They're trying to assimilate him.
Oh.
Assimilate. Hey, what's going on?
Man, this guy looks like he's stoned. Look at his glassy eyes.
That skin that's attached.
That's Jonah Hex style right there.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's gross.
But yeah, you think that, why couldn't? Why couldn't they have done something about that? You know?
Yeah. Like
make a little
birth.
Snip.
That's not sanitary.
You're gonna get all kinds of food stuck in that in your skin flap.
He's so cocky. Look at him. He's just gonna get hit. Bitch slap.
Oh, not man. Quite.
See, he's so huge. He just fits in his hand.
Yeah.
Just like, it's like any of us picking up.
It's amazing.
It's like any of us picking up like a 1/6 scale action figure.
Right.
You know, just kind of put the hand around.
Basically.
Yeah.
I know. I want a 1/1 action figure of her.
Get you a cardboard cutout with that.
No. Not cardboard.
Everybody's getting beat up.
I know it. Dude, you have to squat.
No, I don't think that's what he said.
Oh, she's bleeding.
Oh, she finally bled.
You made me bleed my own blood.
Oh!
And she turned around.
Did he
and
just
checked.
Make a pass on her?
No.
Oh.
But she doesn't know he really is a child.
Yeah.
That little line.
He's like, what's the guy off of Thundercats?
Lion-O,
you know, because Lion-O's really young for as big as he is because mm-hmm. of this whole space capsule thing. Oh, that's gross. Brush your teeth.
He's at the dentist right now.
Like, is that crest coming out of his eyes?
Why does he only have like one huge tooth that starts on the left side of his mouth and goes all the way over? There's no division there.
Oh, it's Invisalign. It's Invisalign. He's getting his teeth fixed.
He's straightening his teeth.
Yeah, it's Invisalign. It's a knife. Oh, I don't.
Dude,
like
he had a shank.
Oh, man.
I made this in prison.
Yeah. It's made out of whalebone.
Get this stuff
off of me.
Nothing can stop
I'm
it.
I'm crying. My friend, you're in my friend zone. You're touching my friend zone right now.
Now, wait a minute. Why, when Super, if, you know, Superman's assimilated like the rest of them, wouldn't he just become another parademon? He wouldn't be Super Parademon, would he, essentially? Because they were taking, I mean, because they had aliens from all over the universe.
I don't know if his Kryptonian physiology would let that happen.
Oh, stat, cut his face off. I mean, don't just punch him.
Make him prettier.
He's a really bad guy. Like, don't just punch him.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's, I mean, kill him.
I don't remember there being that many parademons surrounding
Darkseid. There's so many. I mean, there's almost so many that it's annoying.
Hmm.
Oh, yep, missed me.
Whoa.
Oh.
He's so cool.
Who, Flash? I knew
it. Oh, see, right now we could use... Right now, we could... A Sharknado would really come in handy.
Yeah. Well, he was just...
Like, where's Aquaman?
He's suddenly gets swallowed by a giant shark.
Yeah, exactly. Aquaman's, like, on the beach with, like, one of those little umbrella drinks. I'm not helping.
The shark explodes.
Yeah.
We'd ask you to help, but you suck.
Make some sushi out of it or something.
Yes. Yeah,
make sushi. Yourself another peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Like Aquaman shows up. They're like, hey, you need any help? No. If you could, we would, but you can't help at all.
Hey.
Oh, see, that's cool right there.
Finally.
But if you think about it, I mean.
See, those look like wheels.
It's a fight over water. Wouldn't. Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Oof, he's fast.
It's a fight over water. Wouldn't Aquaman know, like, there's a disturbance in the force?
Well, he will later.
There's something going on.
When he wakes up from nap time.
Yeah.
Well, if you... Never mind.
No, he gets done
it.
With Ariel, and he's like, I got something to do. And she's like...
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She's a hoarder. Do you ever notice that?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah, she needs help.
She needs her own show.
Oh, so cool.
Look wow, he boils water with his hands.
I can boil water with my hands.
That's impressive. Her bracelet stopped
say,
the Omega
You weren't
Beam.
Gonna say bracelet.
Oh, what a badass! Oh,
that's so sick, bro. Oh yeah. Wow, that did not submarine. Look like a submarine at first.
I saw the tip and it confused me.
Oh, it looked like a mushroom.
Take this in your mouth.
Yeah, there's a knife in my left side. What do these buttons do? Oh, this one has to do something.
Like, he knows which one it does.
Right, like they're labeled.
It's got to be this one.
I'm so glad they're labeled in American. I'm so glad they're labeled in American.
And...
Dead.
Superman, second confirmed kill.
Yep. Limp, purple boots.
You piss him off, he will kill.
Cut that skin off. Gross.
God. Zod first, and then Apocalypse Scientist.
I like this. Get that crap off of you. It's like bubblegum. Do I have any peanut butter?
Wow, he just tries to, like,
He's trying to kill Batman.
No, can you just...
How does he clear smoke? I mean, just he just disperses it in an instant.
Yeah, it doesn't like him. It's like
super
oil
breath,
and water.
Man.
Oh. I thought he batted his eyes.
Did you say
and
super
just...
bread, man?
Super breath.
Oh, his breath. Oh, look at that. Gross.
There's jelly coming out of his eye.
Oh, dude. Like so sick. Yeah. Dude, the art in this... This has got such good animation, man. I got to tell you. Just beating the crap out of her.
We usually don't condone
violence
in this, but...
Oh, man.
He obviously didn't like getting stabbed in the eyeball.
He did not. Especially by her.
Because
this is
probably
where,
perceives her as being weaker.
Look at that.
It's Darkseid. He perceives everyone as weaker.
Fair enough.
But now he's getting his ass handed to him.
Oh, they spiral that around. Take that. That's the good work of the Green Lantern there.
So really, guys, I mean, like, if we're going to be honest, Wonder Woman turned the table
by
stabbing him in his face.
But it was a team effort to get her there to where she could get in position.
Yeah, they're finally becoming
a
team.
We all know that anytime Wonder Woman's involved, it's always a team effort.
Yeah.
But she stabs him in the face. Okay. She stabs him in the face.
Uh-huh.
I was a little slow on the uptake, and I just got that.
I'm just being silly.
We're all just having fun, kids.
Oh, no, the building's going down.
Here's another one. I mean, we see it quite a bit now in the movies. There's a lot of collateral damage.
Yeah.
In these.
I know.
You
what
think,
was the last
where's
movie
all the
we
dead
were talking
people
about?
At?
Man of Steel?
Man of Steel, yeah.
Right.
Where they're like, who's going to clean this mess up? I guess Sears is. They sponsored the movie. You know what I mean?
Get a special on vacuums that week. Let's go.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. It made me feel like I was watching the 80s Superman again. But, yeah, you're right. Like, they totally destroyed the movie. Oh, see, that's totally anime right there.
Yeah, it is. Look, Dragon Ball Z, dude.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z with the sharp...
Super Saiyan.
The thick black lines.
It's a Kamehameha wave.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's do it again.
Oh, I'm going to do it again. I got a cannon.
See, that made sense, dispersing them in a large area.
Right.
Yes. What Superman did?
Not so much.
No.
Because he needed that little propulsion, you know?
Take the other eye out, bro. Come on.
Can I borrow this?
Thank you. I needed this.
I got to go change a tire.
Do you change tires with crowbars? Because I don't.
That's a crowbar.
Yeah.
Okay.
He thought it was a tire iron.
Well, it's not, obviously.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. Wow. Will you guys stop stabbing me in my eyes? Like, I only have...
Not again!
Yeah, Joe, I only have two of those, bro. It's really hurting.
And then he gave a piece of steel. Yeah, I was going to say, nice electric charge.
He's going to wake up tomorrow
He's going to have such a headache. What now?
I don't know. He imagined a bed for him to fall in. Okay, so he's still...
That was actually for Diana.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Is he possessed right now? Is that why he's attacking
Pissed, man. He's just angry at the world.
No, he's...
He's still getting that a little bit of that assimilation programming.
Okay. Yeah.
He's like, hey, bro.
Because it looks like he's...
There you go.
When all else fails, shock the shit out of him.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, Clark, it's you.
Oh, man.
Not so much.
Cyborg.
Cyborg's dad's still like, nope, still not proud
still
of it.
Still not good enough for me.
What do I have to do, Dad?
You haven't proved yourself yet.
Yeah, what do I have to do, Dad?
You gotta take on Darkseid alone. And then, only then, will I be proud of you.
I do like how they kind of like brought together Shazam and Cyborg, too. He was his inspiration, you know?
Yeah, because we talked about that.
Uh-huh.
That's really cool.
And bringing them in before, you know, we learned who they would become,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Like, he was really the only one who believed in him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it had to. He was stealing his dad's seat in the game.
I want to pretend to be your daddy.
Oh, somebody's got dial-up.
Somebody's got dial-up. I love it.
You've got mail.
Oh, I've got DSL at my house. AT&T, hate it. So bad. We got to switch to Charter soon, guys.
Try HughesNet, dude.
HughesNet? I hear that they like to monopolize your bandwidth and whatnot.
Hell yeah. You can't even watch a movie.
Yeah.
They give you like 500 megabytes a day.
That's not good.
Oh, it's slavery. You pay for slavery. It's awesome. I love America.
It's pronounced America.
America.
Look at all these little potholes.
You say potholes?
The city really needs to do something about this.
Yeah, what's going on?
They're global.
There goes Barack.
Oh.
Thank God.
Look at that. I love how it sucks them all back in. That's so awesome. Oh, there's Paris.
Paris.
Yeah.
Place is so dirty.
Oh, no, it is, isn't it, bro?
Never been.
Yeah, you get out of the airport and there's trash
everywhere.
Bro,
do they just not want to clean it, or?
They can't.
Oh, it's just too much?
There's just so many people that go there, bro.
Yeah.
There's just so many people. I mean, near Notre Dame and everything, and...
Yeah, you get to the touristy spots, it's nice.
It's not too bad, yeah.
Civilian areas is...
I know what you mean, though.
It's like they have gypsy camps out there. They build their homes from trash.
Ooh. Oh, this knee.
Did he just fart on him?
Dude, this artwork is so much like Joe Madureira. I mean, the faces especially.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got this
rope. I'm not sure that Flash's super speed's going to help.
So is that her rope? Is that her rope
right
there?
That's her rope, yeah.
Because Flash was holding it.
Why is he wearing that? To get through the boom tube?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the Parademons chest things.
Right.
You have to go through.
Because I guess that's the only way you can go
kind of like,
through.
Kind of
right?
What do you call it?
They made
Rim,
him take a knee.
Pacific Rim, where they have to take one of them down with them to get through the portal.
By the way, that movie was awesome.
Yeah, Guillermo
It was much better than I thought it'd be.
Dude, Guillermo del Toro is amazing.
Yes, he is.
How about that nice heat vision that Superman just got Darkseid with?
I know, dude. This part of the movie was just so intense for me. Oh, like, you just awesome. Like push him, push that asshole through.
See now, if I'm Wonder Woman, I'm going to take my sword out. And I'm just going to start chopping fingers off.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, like stab him in the chest, bro.
She's about to do something with that sword. Oh, I'm foreseeing that.
And also, I mean.
Oh, almost. Almost had him.
Is it just me or did Darkseid shrink considerably?
Maybe he shrinks with his power level, like in Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, man. I got.
He keeps a jetpack on his belt.
Sick. You never know when you're going to need a jetpack.
Computer error.
Come on, Vic.
Dude.
Get in the game.
This is why your dad thinks you're a loser. You're just sitting there like an idiot.
Get off the
you
bench.
You need to get higher, man. You need to get better signal.
Yes, I got it.
Come all right. Damn it, AOL.
You can't say that in a cartoon.
It's programmed.
People still have AOL, which is funny.
They?
See, now they're going up in unison. It's cute.
Mm. Yeah.
I want to know what love is.
Want you to know me.
What's right? happening
no,
here?
That's not it?
Yeah, no, you did it. You're right.
Man, oh, I want to bear hug you before I go home. I'll see you later, buddy. Oh, God, he looks bad.
Yeah, I can't even look at him. Ugh, it's like when you see a dead dog on the side
of
the road.
Oh, headbutt.
Gross.
Oh, finally we get the turbines going. Throw everything we've got at him, apparently, because why didn't we do that before?
Super friends.
Oh, it's got this. Yep, sword. Sword in the
shoulder.
Sword in the shoulder.
Right in the trap.
I'm telling you, man, that thing looks like the Skyward Sword from Zelda.
It does. It does. You're right. I like that, though. That's a cool design.
Yeah, it is.
Now, does the sword come back?
Oh,
nope.
Man.
See, the sword is gone.
Yep.
She lost it.
She's not getting that back.
Nope.
I wouldn't want it back. Oh, but we get this kid back? Gross.
His sweaty jersey.
See, I think it'd be funny if he hit the ground right next to that crippled boy that he's been mean to the whole
time.
Oh, wait, that was me.
And he spits on him.
Yeah, and the crippled boy just spits on him. He's like, that's what you get for being a jerk.
Hey, you're that kid.
You're that kid. Hey, you're that black dude.
Let's get together sometime.
He's ironically good at sports.
Yeah. Hey, you're that black dude that was the quarterback. Yeah, I'm that Griffin the Third dude.
But I'm not Michael Vick, as I don't kill dogs.
Oh.
Well, I don't kill them, but I do eat them.
Hey, not unless he's been in Indochina.
Indochina?
Southeast Asia.
It's falling. Oh, man, that's still going to be there. It's gonna
yeah,
be...
like, how do they lose structural integrity?
I'll tell you what, though. This is what's going to happen.
Dude, you're so funny, bro. How did it lose structural integrity? I mean, like, I know he's gone and everything, but...
Yeah.
I mean, was there a string he pulled or something? Yeah.
But think about it now. Think about what that's going to become a home
for fish. For,
yes,
yeah,
for
it's like a
sea creatures. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like when people throw Christmas trees out into the water.
Yeah.
And crappie live in them.
Yes.
Let's get back to the cartoon.
I'm okay. Wow, look at the people.
All the people.
Look at that. What, couldn't find a big net? You had to use... ball glove?
I don't
maybe,
just
maybe
picture,
he's a baseball fan.
Maybe
coach.
He is. He's American. You know, he's an American.
Yeah, he's American.
Is a start.
Oh,
zombies.
Zombies.
We don't have an answer for that one.
Your name's Rick? And they just blow his head off.
Yeah.
You're not living through this episode.
It's going to be on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, they got enough American flags? Jeez,
right, it's kind of like Nazi country. Nation.
Jeez, what's going on there, bro? Yeah. I feel uncomfortable right now.
Right.
You do know that
Batman would never be out during daytime.
No, he wouldn't. And he wouldn't stand next to that guy either.
He would burst in the sunlight.
Hey, do you think they know who I am? You just said that your name was Wayne. They know who you are.
I hate you, Ben.
I can't believe everybody's here to see me. They're not here to see you.
Well, part of you.
Man, Superman is so antisocial in this universe. He's just like, I don't want to be friends with you people. I hate you.
I love his outfit design. I love his costume.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Much better.
Me? Oh, I don't know.
She never met anybody like him. Come on now. What a line. Who's she?
Oh, second best.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here. Oh, I'm sick.
There goes Colonel Trevor and Lois Lane. Now, brings up an interesting point, because in New 52, it's not Lois and Clark, it's Superman and Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Thoughts?
She's the only one that could take a sperm.
All right. All right.
We just went,
Brody.
We just went there.
We did.
The only way he could ever have sex with a normal chick is with a kryptonite condom.
And that would kill him.
Oh, brilliant. Guaranteed.
You'd blow a load like a shotgun through her back.
I wasn't going to try to take it there, but...
You guys took it there.
He took it there.
Oh, super friends.
Yeah, they said it.
PD off my back.
I don't know. A team? I'm only 10. Like homework. Homeworks are my responsibility.
Oh, you're still wearing that stupid cast.
Dude, his arm's still broken, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like it healed in 5 seconds.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, like, okay, well, can't you imagine it fixed? Or imagine a rod in the middle of it and fix it? Thank you.
No.
Darkseid crushed his arm. It's probably in 1,000 pieces.
Okay.
He needs reconstructive surgery. No, probably need to be amputated, actually.
He needs a
He's probably going to have to go to Oa to get that kind of treatment.
Yeah.
If he wants to save it, got to go to Oa. You can call us the Super 7, but that's weak as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are we going to call ourselves, guys?
And they never actually say.
No, they don't.
So how do we know that they're the Justice League? They might just be the Spectacular Seven after all.
Jeff Johns.
James Tucker.
And props, as always, to the vocal producer for the DC Animated U, voice director Andrea Romano.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing that stuff since Batman the Animated Series. I don't think that there's a DC property that's been made by Warner Brothers that hasn't, you know, that she hasn't directed the vocals for.
She does a good job.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I'm upset that Nathan Fillion wasn't Green Lantern.
I am too. He's amazing.
Yeah.
I agree.
Jerry Siegel.
Andrea Romano was the voice of Green Lantern Drink. That's pretty cool.
Huh.
I didn't know that. See, you got the Batman created by Bob Kane. You need and Bill Finger on there as well. Seriously,
you got the King Kirby, though. Cannot beat his monsters, dude.
And then you've got a lot of names here that I don't recognize.
Oh, I mean, to be honest.
All amazing artists, though.
Yeah.
No, you never... A lot of these guys probably do a lot of really cool solo work.
Oh, I'm sure. Especially those background artists.
Oh, I know.
Character designs.
Animation checking. What do you think that job entails? Watch the movie, make sure that it's A-okay.
Yeah, it's making sure that your forms are seamless. And here comes Aquaman.
See, I must have missed this part when I watched it.
Yeah, man.
I don't remember this at all.
Why he would need to travel on a submarine?
I don't know. But see, that's not. I mean, Aquaman's the one who's being held, right? No, that's that's Aquaman's brother there.
I don't know who we were looking at, to be honest.
I don't either. So they're setting it up for a sequel.
Yeah. What was his name? Aquaman's brother.
Aquabro.
I don't know. There you go. If you're wondering about the anime, there's plenty of Asian persuasion.
Awesome Korean artists.
Oh, are they Korean? I didn't know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So
those guys are monsters out there.
Dude, look at the artwork, man. It's all hand drawn. It's beautiful, dude. It's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Now is that the as we're watching the credits here, that's storyboard animation or
no?
Is,
that's
or
not storyboard.
That's in between
that's
animation.
Not, that's
those are the key animators,
yeah,
right there.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then they have people that go in between and fill in like those in between spots to make more smooth.
Right.
Transition.
Yeah, that's not storyboard.
I mean, it looks quite complete.
Mm-hmm. These are the cells.
Detailed, I mean.
Just not refined. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's where you get the cleaners.
I have certainly a better understanding now of the animation process.
That's sick, bro. That's cool that they show that stuff.
It's a lot of work, man. These guys work hard.
Oh yeah. How long? I mean, what did it used to take? I mean, you guys know like what it used to take to you know pump out a Walt Disney animated feature.
Oh, they would probably be at it for months.
No, I know that like people like whenever they do say the Simpsons, whenever they do Simpsons animation, that per episode takes six months to a year. So whenever they're initially starting, and you got to keep in mind that they're staggering episodes. Mm-hmm. So like in from say January to December, they're working on they're doing a complete to end episode, and from February to the next January, they're doing the next one. So like as they're doing them, and they're taking say 6 months to a year to finish, they're all staggered.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, you know, say Joe's an artist and he's working on episode 22.
Joe is an artist.
Well, I'm just saying,
an animator.
He's going to be hypothetically working on, he's going to be working on it. He's going to be working on episode 21, and then like in a month or two, he'd be working on 22, even though 21's okay. Still being worked on by another department.
Right.
Just down the down
it's all
the,
just staggered.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes
down
a long
the process.
Time. It
down.
Takes a long time, yeah. Bro.
All right,
that's impressive.
Cool. That's job security for you.
I like it. Meanwhile, I saw this. It was a documentary on Netflix. I watched it a while back. I don't know exactly when, but it was something about like South Park in 6 days.
Oh yeah, that's one of the reasons why they're so successful. It costs nothing,
yeah.
And it's all copy and paste stuff. You know, it's just like
but because they can pump out a new episode, you know, like that. That's why they're all
relevant
usually relevant. Yeah,
yeah.
To the most current of events. So.
Yeah, because
wow,
they
have
a
featurette of Life and Art of Jim Lee on this. I did not know that.
And Jay Oliva, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
Directed this. He also directed the Dark Knight Returns parts 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Those are really cool.
They are.
Yeah.
They're very good. Now that I believe they're available under one in one set.
Oh, really? So. That's good to know, because I always saw them separately and never saw them together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably buy them if I see them together.
I try to be helpful where I can, Justin.
You're very helpful. You guys both wore Batman today.
Oh, yeah, my hoodie here.
Yeah, hoodie and shirt.
It's seen better days.
You look strong like Batman.
I think you've been working out.
I like
Like
it.
Batman. Mostly like just been running around town
out.
In a cape.
I work out.
Justice League War, Justin Holman.
Yes, sir.
Joe Dodd.
Hi.
We had some fun.
Bye.
We had a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
And we miss Mike.
I know.
Yeah.
But, hey, family, you know, family first.
Family first.
And I'll get with Mike. I think we're going to get together for the Flashpoint Paradox coming up soon. But, reminding... everybody out there, free comic book day. Mark your calendar. It's Saturday, May 3rd. It's always the first Saturday in the month of May.
So if you're broke or cheap, go on out.
I'm both.
That's fine. Go get some free comic books.
Absolutely. I think you get your, of the grand selection, you can go to freecomicbookday.com to see what all is available this year. But I think, at least at where I go, you get three. You get three books. But I know people who, they'll get three at this store, and then they'll go to the next town over and get three different ones over there.
Right.
I don't have that kind of time to invest. I just want to get a few titles that I know. I credit Free Comic Book Day a few years ago to getting me back into the medium with Blackest Night Zero.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow,
I think that was
a good series.
I think that was 2010.
I don't know.
No. I don't read comics.
Oh, fine.
I don't know anything about comic books. I don't even know what we've been doing. I think it was 2010, buddy.
All right, 2010.
Actually, it was 2010. 2009 and 10.
Okay, so it started in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you
yeah,
go.
It did.
That was, good times. So that got me back into comics. Maybe, you know, like I said, if you're out there, maybe you've been away from comics for a while, check out freecomicbookday.com. And you can see what's available this year, and hopefully in my next episode, I'm visiting with the person who organized Free Comic Book Day. So that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on with the Fantasy Shop that day. They got a bunch of different artists that are going to be signing at the stores, and you can go get a free sketch perhaps, you know.
Where's that at?
Just all over the metro area of St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I will be, actually, I'll be out the Friday night before Twilight Comics. Green Mountain Shopping Plaza in Shiloh, Illinois. Thanks to them, we're still working out the details, but they are eventually going to be an official sponsor of the show. I'll be out there because they say that people like line up, you know, the night before.
Yeah, I did a free comic book day there.
And so they say that people line up and whatnot beforehand, and so I'm going to go out there the Friday night before and talk with some of those folks, and I'll be back Saturday after work talking with more people, so I'm looking for a Free Comic Book Day, May 3rd. Mark it on your calendar.
That's awesome.
So, gentlemen, it has been an honor and a privilege once again to share audio space, share a room with you.
It's been a blast.
And I hope we get to do it again.
Yeah. We will.
Yes.
We will.
That is confirmation for Mr. Holman. This has been Nerds United, the audio commentary for Justice League War with a few other audio goodies as well. We'll see you next time. Nerds United, the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.